going to face Christian Walker here. And Walker sends one high and deep to left center field. All the way back and gone. Number 21 on the air breaks the tie in the bottom of the eighth. Christian Walker, his second home run of the day.
Shooter.
That is a called third strike. Ball game over. Astros take 2-3 from Colorado. And their lead in the AL West improves to 2 games as we head towards Labor Day weekend.
All right, there you go. The Astros 4-3 over the Colorado Rockies yesterday. And I think Seth and I are of like mind on this. Don't care that they needed a Christian Walker home run in the late innings and Brian Abreu to come in and close the door to beat a horrible team like the Colorado Rockies. We're taking wins where we can get them at this point.
They are. And you know,
no style points not necessary, okay?
I'd be curious if our listeners feel this same way. I've gotten tired. I've gotten disgusted with myself in saying all season long, well, you know, they just got to get through this stretch with these injuries and they got to wait until this guy comes back or that guy comes back. Almost to the point where I'm immune to even me saying that. So I got to remind myself that, all right, they didn't have Yordan yesterday, which we've grown accustomed to.
Yep.
They're trying to take it easy, take his time, coming back, all that.
Joe, Seth, a day game after a night game. I mean, come on.
I know.
That hand, you know?
I know. Because the problem is, it's as far as we know, it doesn't sound like the hand is completely figured out or healed. So if they have to manage it, then so be it.
That's fair, yeah.
But I am still in that same boat of, hey, Luis Garcia.
Yeah.
Who knows when Luis Garcia comes back. And that also Eric Geddy looks like he might have figured some things out.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not completely ruling out Christian Javier, but there are a lot of things that realistically, even though we've gotten tired of saying it all season long, there are still like realistic improvements and sparks that can come over the remainder of the season and on into the playoffs.
Yeah. No, for sure. Now Christian Javier is going tonight against the Angels. The Angels come to town, and then it's Eric Geddy on Saturday, and then Sunday is Hunter Brown against Jose Soriano. So they're going to get back to the top of the rotation here during this series. One of the news nuggets that came out yesterday is that Lance McCullers is not definitely getting his turn in the rotation this time around. He might be available Monday to pitch on Labor Day against the Angels, but he is going to be available in the coming out of the bullpen. And this will be the first time we've seen Lance do that since the playoffs, back when he was throwing 24 curveballs to the New York Yankees in 2017. Lance McCullers coming in out of the bullpen, if it happens this weekend, is going to be a very, very strange sight. Given how reluctant he's been reportedly to take on that type of a role.
Yeah, and you know, even as recently as this year when he was coming back, he had a very thoughtful response about why he wasn't going to go to the bullpen and why he didn't consider it an option and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something, I mean, we people stopped even really asking him about it years ago. And it's been a topic, it's been a point of discussion for a long time now. I think it seemed like Espada was being very careful to point out that this was temporary.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe it's something that if he does really well with it, and he can go out there and just throw his best stuff and not have to worry about it. Because my first knee-jerk reaction is, man, I know I like the idea of him as a reliever, but more times than not as a starter, it's the first inning that's the biggest issue.
Yes.
And then working back from that first, even when he's at his best, sometimes he scares you a little bit in the first inning. But perhaps when he knows that he can just go out there and throw his best stuff right off the bat.
Yeah, maybe.
And that he's going to have a limited pitch count, it might be different.
Maybe. I've thought since his first elbow surgery back in 2018. So he missed 2019. He came back in the COVID year. I thought back then, like, hey, maybe a move to the bullpen. We saw John Smoltz do it at one point. His career was really successful. I think the things that Lance has going for him that I think still apply, even though maybe the arm talent isn't what it was back then, is that I do think he's got the right mentality to be a closer or a late inning reliever. Like, I think he's got the competitiveness to do it. I think he's got that bulldog type mentality. I just think the problem is now two things. You pointed out one of them, Seth. Yeah, he gets off to bad starts in games. And when you're coming in for one or two innings, and those are your only 2 innings, that's a big problem. I think the other thing that concerns me too, and I think this was his reason for not wanting to do it more recently, is he's a creature of habit. He likes routines. Yeah. And it's to the extent that I think it almost feels like Lance feels like if he gets out of a routine, that's going to affect his health in some way.
Right.
And even if it doesn't, just that psychologically he feels that way would probably have an impact on the way he goes out there.
So it's a different challenge, but then also it can work out that way sometimes where, hey, a challenge like that ends up getting the best out of you.
Yeah. Well, he's got to embrace it. He doesn't have a choice. He's not good at starting right now, you know.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That tends to be an issue. Yeah. I guess the other part, too, I mean, yeah, he doesn't profile. I mean, he certainly doesn't profile anymore like some kind of a closer or something.
No, no.
But when your movement stuff is your calling card, or at least used to be your calling card, yeah, you don't have time as a reliever to find your location and to work through some of that stuff. It's not the same as just coming out and just throwing 99 mile per hour fastballs.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, look, you got to look at what's right in front of you, and just to use the old cliche, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Worrying about what he used to be or what he could have done back in the day, like those days are long gone.
Yes. Yeah.
What can he offer you right now?
Yep.
And as a reliever, it's worth the experiment at least to see if maybe that is something that is a shot in the arm or a kick in the butt that works for him, because what he's giving you as a starter it's not going to be much worse than what he gives you as a starter right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just interested to see if he truly is available in the bullpen. Like, what type of situations do they see bringing him in on? You know, I don't think you can bring him in leverage situations because he's just too wild to have in there with guys on base. And that's a different mindset too. Like, there's relievers and then there's guys that come into situations where there's, you know, ducks on the pond out there. I would guess it would be him coming in to start an inning. And if so, is he a guy that they view as somebody who is pitching at a level right now where you can bring him in? You know, let's say, on Sunday, Arrigetti goes 5 innings and the score is 2-0 Astros. Do they feel comfortable bringing Lance McCullers in to pitch a couple of innings to get to the back end of the bullpen, you know, or is he with his 7 ERA right now, just a guy that if they get down 7-1, he's in there just to eat up innings and finish the game. Like, I could see every scenario other than him coming in leverage in the 8th or 9th inning. I could see every scenario right now where he's viewed as, look, he's just not very good. So if we get into a blowout type of game, he's going to come in, and either way, he's going to come in and eat up some innings. Or I could see him coming in at the beginning of an inning, you know, if it's a close game, like the 6th inning or something like that.
The most shocking stat of some of the advanced stats with Lance and how he's been so far this year compared to his historical numbers, his hard hit percentage is 50.7%, whereas back in his earlier days, it was like 32%, 35%, 32%, 50.7%.
You don't even need to contextualize that stat by saying, here's what the average is. Imagine somebody and half the hitters that are coming up against them are making hard contact.
Yeah.
Half the time. 50.7. Holy crap. That's wild. All right. Final segment coming up. We did not get to one person's take on the Micah Parsons situation in Take-A-Mania, but it is Take-A-Mania worthy. This was the take from Michael Irvin. We'll do this in the next segment. Michael Irvin's take on whether Micah was going anywhere. This is from last week. We'll get to that coming up in the final segment. We'll find out what the guys on In the Loop have going on their show today as well. Stay there. You are listening to Payne and Pendergast.